This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Madeline, I want to hear this wine-fueled interview coming up with rocker Iggy Pop, but I will have to wait a few moments for this.
First, the mainstream media gave us working parents yet another reason to feel guilty this week. Front page stories told us that the most in-depth study yet has found that daycare is causing children to behave badly. Slate.com's Emily Bazelon, also a working parent, looked behind the headlines. She went to the source, the author of the study, and she came away with a different conclusion. And Emily is here now to share with us that conclusion. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, before we get to that, tell us first about the original coverage of this study and what the study found.
Right. So the headlines were pretty alarmist this week. They said things like childcare leads to more behavior problems and daycare kids have problems later in life. And that was based on the latest findings from this $200 million study by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, which at first glance appeared to show that kids who spend time in daycare are, even in the sixth grade, so several years later, at risk of being reported by their teachers as having higher levels of behavior problems.
So you thought, this smells a little fishy. So you contacted the study's author, Margaret Birchinell, and what did she tell you?
She told me that she felt like the study authors hadn't quite communicated their message the way they'd intended to, and that, in fact, there were no findings that there were any behavior problems above average for kids who spent 1 to 2 years in daycare. And that was the norm in the sample, and it's the norm for the country. Most kids start daycare at the age of 3 or 4, and so they're in daycare for 1 or 2 years before kindergarten. So that was the first part that was different from the way at which it was reported.
And daycare being the same as preschool?
Yeah, I think daycare, preschool, these terms kind of run together. Daycare generally means care that goes beyond the morning. But in this particular study, they talked about more than 10 hours a week of childcare outside the home.
Right. Okay, so what about for kids who spend more than 1 to 2 years in daycare or preschool?
For kids who spend 3 or 4 years in preschool or daycare before the age of 4 and a half, there is a slight uptick in reported behavior problems in sixth grade. And it's really slight. We're talking average score on this measure the researchers used as 50. Kids who spend 3 years getting 51.4 on that measure, and kids who spend 4 years getting 52. But there was another wrinkle. And that was that when I asked Birchinell, the author of the study, to go back and look at the quality of the child care the kids received who were in daycare for 3 or 4 years, she found that their daycare centers were of lower quality than the other kids. And it was only a slight correlation, a slight negative correlation between spending more time and having lower quality. But then the uptick in problem behavior is slight, too. And so that made me wonder if the lower quality of the care for the kids who are in longer was, you know, perhaps accounting for the slight uptick in behavior problems later on.
And the lower quality, why? Why lower quality if you spend more time in daycare?
Well, Birchinell's theory, and this makes sense to me, is that there is very little really, really good daycare for infants and toddlers in this country. And so if you're a child who's in daycare for 3 or 4 years, you're more likely to be exposed to slightly less good childcare as an infant or toddler. Now, of course, there are exceptions to that rule. But in general, it's really hard to take excellent care of infants and toddlers. It costs more money. You need more experienced staff to juggle the babies and all their needs. And so Birchinell, at least, speculates that that might be accounting for what we're seeing.
And also infants need more one-on-one care, obviously, than kids who can run around and play with other kids.
Exactly. And there's some daycare staff who are just wonderful at, you know, being able to give the different kids the one-on-one attention they need. But it's a skill and it takes experience. And, you know, obviously these are jobs that are not paid particularly well. And so often people who are good at them move on to other things.
So, Emily, when you read articles like this, you as a working parent, do you get angry? Do you feel guilty? What do you think?
I used to get angry and I used to feel a little bit guilty. At this point, maybe because my kids are a little older, I feel more bemused by the whole thing. I feel like I know what the headline is going to say and I know that, you know, the TV stations are going to run with it and there's going to be a lot of sort of chest thumping, and I'm skeptical that it really, the studies purport to show what everyone says they do. And I also feel like it's really important to hang on to the idea that all that matters to your child is your child's experience. The statistics and the averages don't matter.
Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can read Emily's article on daycare at slate.com.